Welcome to Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights, a podcast by coaches for coaches. Our guests share their hard-won wisdom to help you grow your coaching business and create a life of success. So get ready to unlock the blueprints to your success.
Hello and welcome to our newest episode. I'm thrilled you're here, and I'm even more thrilled to have my business partner, Kirsten Graham from Six Figure Business Coaching. She is the CEO and amazing to work with, and I want you to learn more about Kirsten. So it's going to be fun. Welcome to the show, Kirsten.
Thanks for having me, Jeannie. We do lots of podcast interviews together on our other show. So I'm excited to be here and get interviewed by you today for this podcast.
So tell us a little bit about your journey to becoming the CEO of Six Figure Business Coaching. Where did you come from and how did you end up here where you are today?
Sure. Like every other business owner, it was a direct straight line. So my background's real estate. And so I started selling real estate in the late 80s. I went on to own a mortgage company and a title company. And Jeannie was actually one of my clients from my mortgage company. We had done a couple of loans for her and her husband. And she called in one day to check interest rates. And she said, I'm thinking about starting a business. And so that was how our relationship started as far as me mentoring you. Jeannie said, I don't know anyone else that has a business. And I said, you want to meet at Panera and talk? And she said, okay. So I never had any intentions of becoming a business coach, but I ended up mentoring a lot of business owners, probably for about a decade. And then I decided to start actually charging for that and turned it into a full-time one-on-one coaching practice. Jeannie and I remained friends and our friendship grew and her business grew. And then we decided to build a business together. So I'm actually the co-CEO of Six Figure Business Coaching with Jeannie. And how we ended up here is that with coaching, one of the things I realized early on was that the biggest challenge is people, they just don't have enough hours in the day. And at the same time, I think Jeannie was with her marketing agency and you were starting to really understand how important it is for people to show up in their content as themselves. And so Jeannie and I had a conversation and Six Figure Business Coaching was born. And we really love helping our clients. Initially, our first offer was helping our client with marketing virtual assistants. So it was really my love of hiring and that part of the business and Jeannie's passion for marketing that led us into creating the Marketing VA Advantage.
I love that. So the Marketing VA Advantage, tell us a little bit more about that. How does that work?
Sure. So we help our clients either to start a YouTube channel, a typical talking head YouTube channel, or a podcast. And we really do encourage our clients to have the video part of the podcast as well as the audio. So we work with our clients to help them get comfortable on camera, to figure out what their keywords are, what their topics are, help them book guests, all the things that they need to do to get up and running. And then once they are up and running, we pair them with a virtual assistant who has been trained by us for video editing, audio editing, graphic design, social media marketing, and email marketing. And guys, this really wouldn't be possible without Jeannie, because Jeannie's a person who has these great systems and processes in place. And now we actually have all of the marketing virtual assistants go through a paid internship with us. They have to learn our SOPs. We joke that SOPs aren't sexy, but they are required. And then giving our clients the SOPs to manage the workflows. I love that saying. I don't know who said it, but we lead people, we manage tasks. And SOPs, standard operating procedures, is exactly how you do that. It allows you to manage all the tasks that marketing VA needs to do in order to get that video produced week after week and all the social media to promote it and the email going out. It really is a lot of steps involved. And that, I think, has made a big difference for our clients, is learning how to use our SOPs.
And I would say that we borrowed it from my agency.
Yes.
Because without the SOPs, we don't know who's doing what, and we don't always remember. I actually didn't initially because I didn't want to forget a step. Something that maybe you do once a month or even once a week. There's a lot of steps to it. You don't want to forget any of them because forgetting one might throw the whole thing off. The SOPs are, like Kirsten said, they're not sexy, but they really make it possible for everyone to grow, for you to grow your business, for your VA to grow. So typically, how many hours a week do people hire of marketing virtual assistants?
Most of our marketing VAs work for the client 20 hours a week. And we have a very regimented process. The client gets the video over to the VA on Friday. On Monday, the video has been edited, all the B-roll and images and all of that's been sourced. And then we have a process of how everything gets produced through that week so that video is ready to go. So about 20 hours a week is what our marketing VAs work for our clients. And when it goes back to coaching, what I love is I feel like we coach our clients on their content creation. We coach our clients on how to manage a virtual assistant overseas. We coach our client on how to use SOPs to run their business more effectively. And then from there, we provide them with this trained VA who can do all of that work. And I think that's where the magic happens. I feel like outsourcing is such a huge passion of mine, and I know of yours as well, Jeannie. I feel like we're hearing more and more about people burning out. And I'm thinking, why the heck are you killing yourself and working crazy hours in your business when you can outsource tasks from anywhere from $3 to $6 to $8 an hour? Why would you be doing those things that, yes, they need to be done in your business, but no, they don't need to be done by you? And so I guess that's one of the passions that we have, is to help business owners, especially women, understand that you do not have to do everything yourself. And so our very first program was around marketing, because of course that's Jeannie's background and her passion. We moved on to software virtual assistants, because we found a lot of our clients, when they had their YouTube channels up and running and their podcast, a lot of times they needed support with things like lead magnets and landing pages. And so we moved into outsourcing with software virtual assistants. And that has been really powerful, because some of our clients use the software VAs to do everything. They just hire them to do whatever needs to be done. Some of our clients actually hire the software virtual assistants to work with them like an hour each week to help them really learn the software. And then other clients, once they're up and running with the software, they really don't need a lot of support, but they know they have access to those software VAs whenever they need them. And that's powerful, is when you realize, you know, you don't have to have someone full-time on your business. You might have a marketing VA 20 hours a week. You might use a software VA a couple hours a month. And then of course, our latest program is bookkeeping virtual assistants, because that was another area where we saw a lot of challenges for our clients. And it's interesting, as a business coach, you can coach someone on what they need to do, but if they don't know how to do it, if it overwhelms them, if it shuts them down, or if they just don't have enough hours in the day, you're just piling additional things onto their plate of things that need to be done. So when Jeannie and I decided to go this road to help people outsource, it really was because coaching is fantastic, but sometimes you need support in your business. So whether we're coaching the client on how to use the software most effectively with strategy, or we're coaching them on how to manage the software VA to get everything done that they want done, or we're working with our clients on bookkeeping and understanding the power of bookkeeping. It's not just for taxes, and how this bookkeeping virtual assistant can be an important person on your team, because not only do they have you ready for tax season, but every month you're meeting with them and you're going over your profit and loss statement, your balance sheet, and you're really learning about the finances in your business. So again, coaching our clients around the value of getting support is something I think I'm becoming more and more passionate about every day, because again, why do it all when it's so affordable to outsource some of the things that you can outsource?
Yeah, absolutely. Bookkeeping was the first thing that I outsourced, and it made all the difference for me. It was amazing. And I was uncomfortable. I didn't know how to find someone. I didn't know how to hire them. I didn't know what they're supposed to be doing. And I had all these insecurities about it. But the problem was, every time I came in my office and I looked at all that pile of receipts on my desk, I felt guilt and shame and frustration with myself, because I thought, it's not brain surgery and you should do it, but I didn't want to do it. And so once I finally outsourced that, it was like this huge weight had been lifted off my shoulders. And then I felt like I could put more energy into being creative and doing the things, working with clients.
It is amazing. As a business coach, when we first started helping our clients outsource, one of the things that shocked me the most, and that's because I've had more traditional businesses, like my mortgage company had staff, my title company had staff, I owned a gym with a friend and we had staff. Because I always had that support in my business, I really had lost the perspective of what it was like to just be a solopreneur, just be that one person trying to do everything. And what blew me away was when our clients come back to us and say things like, I feel like a real business owner right now, or I had no idea how much I was beating myself up because I couldn't get everything done, or I stressed and I had so much anxiety around tax time, and I know I wasn't even getting all of my write-offs, so I was paying more in taxes than I needed to, and I was beating myself up and I had so much shame or guilt around that. But now that I have this bookkeeping VA, I go into tax season confident, everything's in order. I feel like a rock star, and I'm looking at other people or talking to other people who are fretting about it because they don't have their books done. And so it really shifts how a person views themselves as a business owner. And I wasn't expecting that, which has been, again, I think that fuels a lot of the passion, is understanding how much having support in your business can change everything as far as how you look and feel about your business and how you have the focus to work on what matters most, helping your clients.
Yeah, I love that. And also for me, I felt like there had to be some type of organization that I was missing. And so I'd look at different time management programs and organizational programs. But at the end of the day, it was just too much for one person to do. And so, like you said, taking that onus off of you and hiring someone who's so affordable, so talented, is just such an amazing feeling. We love that for our clients. So first, will you tell us a little bit about the clients that you work with?
Sure. So I still have a one-on-one coaching practice. So I have clients in lots of different industries. Some of them have much bigger businesses, $4 or $5 million businesses, and lots of employees and lots of staff. So that is a different coaching relationship than, say, I might have with someone who owns, it's really funny, although we help with bookkeeping virtual assistants, I also work with small bookkeeping companies in the US who want to outsource some of their client work to bookkeepers. So I help them hire virtual bookkeepers to join their teams. So I have a lot of different industries with my one-on-one practice, and I don't really, again, a lot of bigger businesses. With the coaching practice, as far as the outsourcing goes, we generally focus on that solopreneur or that business owner who needs the most help. Again, we want to make it cost effective. We want to make it, you know, that you get the coaching and the support and all the tools that you need to be successful in that outsourcing relationship. And we work with a lot of coaches, a lot of real estate agents, just a lot of smaller business owners. I always like to say it's that person who's wearing every hat, and some of those hats, they don't even know what to do with them. Those are the people we want to help the most. It's those small businesses with our programs.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Because they're the ones who need the help and don't quite know where to go for it.
Yes. And again, I think it's so easy, especially when you start a business, to spend so much money building a website or spend so much money on just a lot of different things that you're trying, but not always having a strategy. And so that's what I love about being able to provide the client, whether it's the software or building the YouTube channel or podcast, to give them a strategy around that and making it so affordable that they can continue. The software that we sell, From Leads to Sales, is a white label version of High Level. And we're always very transparent about that. And we sell the software with all the features for just $97 a month. And we've been told a lot of times, you could definitely mark that up. You could do tiered pricing. But we know a lot of people that do that. They charge $97 and $297 and $497, and they give them different features based on the package that they're in. But our goal is to help the client long-term. And again, focusing on that client that needs help the most. And Jeannie and I, you and I have had this conversation with a lot of clients about not underpricing your service, making sure you know your value. But when it comes to the software, our ultimate goal is to have our clients on the software for years and years. So having them have a great tool that they can use and that has all the features available to them as they grow their businesses is really important to me. And I don't think there's anything wrong with either of those pricing models or just different business models. But again, knowing who our ideal client is and really having a heart for helping them is one of the reasons why we've chose to create our software the way we have.
So when should people consider outsourcing? When should they consider hiring a virtual assistant or a marketing virtual assistant?
So this is the coolest thing that I wasn't expecting, is that we've ended up working with a lot of people who are just starting their businesses, especially women and men, but especially people who were retiring. So they were retiring from a job. They have all this energy. They have all this passion. They have this business in their mind that's been floating around there for years, and they want to do it. But the good thing is they understand that they don't want to spend hours on social media. They don't want to spend weeks or months learning how to edit a video. They want to do what they want to do. And I think that's really awesome. Maybe that comes with age. I don't know. So we have a lot of clients who are just starting their businesses who really understand the power of outsourcing from the beginning. And I think that messaging is getting out there more and more. You don't have to wear all the hats from day one. And we also work with, it's interesting, we've also worked with a lot of clients who have a full-time job. And so they have money to invest in outsourcing right off the bat. And what's been awesome to see is sometimes they'll go down to part-time and then eventually they quit their jobs, but they built a team doing all the work while they're still working. So again, people who are starting their business because they have a job, but they want to build this thing. They want to build this dream. They know they can help people, but they've got a full-time commitment already. Maybe they have kids as well. So they know, in order to do this, I have to invest in support. And then other business owners, it really just depends. I can tell you the absolute worst time to hire someone, and that is when you're totally maxed out. when you have hit the wall where you cannot do anything else, you're burning yourself out, that is the worst time to try to hire. Because again, you're overwhelmed and overworked already. So you really don't have time to onboard that person and bring them in and get them up and running because you're just all over the place. So always hire before you absolutely have to, so that you can delegate those tasks, get them off, you can coach your virtual assistant, and then they're up and running and frees you up to do the other things.
That is great advice. So tell us, I know you've told us a few client stories, but is there a favorite one? Is there a big transformation about somebody who came to you wanting to have a VA and then how you saw them grow and evolve?
Yeah. So we have one client. It was really interesting because he spoke, I think I was the fourth person he was going to speak to about hiring someone to help him with his marketing. And he almost canceled the meeting with me. And then he said he felt bad because it was canceled at the last minute, but he had already decided who he was going to hire to help him. And then we had our call together. And ultimately, a couple of days later, he circled back and he chose to work with us. And it has been amazing because he's a wonderful human being. We've just had, he's an incredible boss. He treats his VAs so well. And he's been able to grow his team and he's been able to really grow his business. And it's been so awesome to watch him grow because he was one of those people who was just starting a business. He had just left corporate America. He's a career coach for people in the tech space. So it was so awesome to see him. And again, he's tech savvy. So a lot of these things he can do for himself, but he understood the power of having people do things for him so that he could focus on what mattered most, which was having conversations with potential clients. So it's been really awesome. I think he's been with us 2 or 3 years. So it's been really amazing to see him just grow and grow his business and just to see how amazing he treats his team and how amazing he treats his clients. And I think that's when you have the space to give your clients your full attention, you're always going to have a better client relationship. You're going to receive more referrals. And he's proof to that.
Yeah. And do you think when people hire one person, do you think that makes them feel like they're able to, now they have that skill to hire another person?
Yeah, it's interesting because we have 3 different programs. We have a lot of clients that are in all 3 of our programs. They came in with one of the offers and then they eventually went to the next one and the next one. And so I feel like when you understand the importance of having a well-trained person to do a very specific job, it can change everything for you. And Jeannie, we chose to run this business. We're not an outsourcing agency. We're not marking up the labor of the marketing VAs and the bookkeeping VAs. We want them to be on your team. We want them to work directly with you. And I do know that a lot of our clients go on to hire additional people. And we have had people say to us, I've always heard I needed to create SOPs in my business. And I've looked it up, but I just didn't really know where to start or how to do it. But once they've worked with our SOPs with the marketing VAs and they see the structure, they see how we use a project management software, and they see how detailed it is. I love when they tell us that they've been able to create SOPs so that they could hire for a different position. Because if you don't have that structure in place and you're hiring someone else into your business, it can be challenging. So Jeannie and I strongly believe that you need to have a great job description. And from that job description, you write a really detailed job post thinking about hard skills and soft skills. But before you do that, you need to document everything you want that person to do. Have your SOPs in place. So when you bring them on, you can onboard them right into that structure and the expectations. But yeah, it's amazing to see people continue to hire.
That just reminded me, actually, what if somebody has hired a VA in the past, but had a bad experience?
Yeah, we hear that a lot. So Gina and I can tell you we've had bad experiences hiring back in the day. Just remember, outsourcing or hiring anyone is not a skill anyone teaches you. It's like SOPs. Nobody comes in and says, here's how you create SOPs. So what I say to people is, first of all, there's no magic unicorn. So a lot of times it comes from someone wanting to hire someone who can do their bookkeeping and do their social media marketing and do their client follow-up and manage their calendar. They want to hire someone who's like this unicorn, and that person doesn't exist. That's why we really focus on hiring the right people for the right job. Very specific skill sets, hard and soft skills. They can do one thing really well. And they're passionate about doing that thing. Like our bookkeepers love bookkeeping. They have degrees in accounting. They have degrees in financing. They're QuickBooks certified. That's their jam. Same thing with the marketing VAs. They love video editing and audio editing and graphic design. They get up every day excited to do what they do, and they get to stay in their lane and do what they do well. So don't try to hire that magic unicorn. And if you've had a bad experience, don't beat yourself up over it, because a lot of times it is hard to bring someone on. And I feel like what we hear about that, Jeannie, a lot of times is, I hired someone, and if I have to spend that much time training them, I'll just do it myself. When you onboard someone onto your business, if you have a really good structure, it doesn't take a lot of time to get them up and running, but it does take time. And you have to be in a position to invest into that person so that you, one, make them feel welcome onto your team. You, again, give them the expectations, provide the tools that they need, give them feedback and coach them. And then eventually they're up and running and they really don't need you at all. And that's magic. But you have to have the time to invest in that person initially.
And have you ever had clients who bought software before, maybe even the same type of software, and then never used it?
Yeah.
Because they didn't know how, they were overwhelmed, because it's very powerful. And you don't always need to use all of the pieces at the beginning.
Yeah. With the software, we had no intention of white labeling Go High Level. We had no intention of doing the side of the business, but we had built some really awesome funnels and we wanted to do that. So we white labeled the software. We have all these great snapshots and funnels we give to our clients. But what we realized is a lot of times people needed more help than that. So we decided we can pay our VA to onboard our clients, to actually set them up in the software. And we have several clients that have come to us and they had bought High Level more than one time and never used it. Because when you get an all-in-one software that has so many bells and whistles, it can be a little bit overwhelming. But to have someone help them set up their calendar and get their emails ready to go out and apply for their text messaging number and do all those things, it allows them to get into the software right away. Yeah, we've had a lot of clients who've tried High Level before, but what changed everything for them was, one, having our team set them up, and then having access to our software VAs on an ongoing basis to hire them for things that they needed and to have done. So again, I don't think it's worth our time to spend learning a software if you can have someone else do it for you. And some people, if you love learning software and that's your thing, that's great. If you're more like me and it just stresses you out, then don't do it. Outsource it. And there's this big misnomer that you need to know how to do something to hire someone. That's the most insane thing I've ever heard. And I will tell you why it's insane. Do you know how to fix your car, or do you hire someone to do that? Did you have to learn how to fix your air conditioning before you hired someone to fix it? Did you go take an air conditioning class and learn that? You did not. But when it comes to our business, we think we have to know everything to hire someone. And that's ludicrous. And the rest of your life proves that to you. It's insane to even think that way, but people do. So I can tell a virtual assistant what I want a landing page to look like and what I want a funnel to do. I can tell them what I'm looking for and then have them build those things for us. The other thing is, that was another thing that we found, was that clients needed support with understanding strategy around software. So that's why we have live weekly office hours, so that they can come and ask questions and get support and learn how to use the different features of the software. I think having support in any area of your business makes the biggest difference. I'll give you another example, Jeannie. We have a lot of clients that have marketing virtual assistants, and then they moved onto the software and they want to know, can my marketing software learn the system? And the answer is yes, they could, and they should learn parts of it. Your software VA should be able to send out your weekly email and do certain things in the software. But if you're building a funnel today, yes, our software VA can teach your marketing VA how to do that while they build it. But if you don't need another funnel for 6 to 8 months, do you think your marketing virtual assistant is going to remember? Probably not. And software evolves and changes constantly. So wouldn't you rather have a software virtual assistant building your funnel, somebody who just spends all of their time in the software, they know it inside and out? It's going to cost you a lot less money because they can do it very efficiently. It's going to be set up right and tested properly. And it's not going to stress your bookkeeping or your marketing VA out, because they don't remember all the steps of something they did 6 to 8 months ago. So hiring people for the right job at the right time is so important.
So if people are questioning, is there a language barrier or a knowledge barrier when you're hiring VAs overseas because English is not their first language?
Yeah, great question. So we've hired in 5 or 6 different countries now, and there are always a little bit of a language barrier in some cases, and definitely cultural differences. I think cultural differences is far harder than language barrier. Most of our team is in the Philippines. And so I think because we talk to Filipino people every day, I don't have any problem understanding a person. What I have to remember, especially if I'm placing a marketing virtual assistant with someone who is older, and maybe they're a little bit hard of hearing or whatever, I want to make sure that the person I'm recommending has very solid English speaking skills. And most all of the VAs do. But again, I think I've become so accustomed to the accent. It's no different than a Southern accent or a Northern accent. I just understand it. So I think for some people, it can be challenging, especially if they have any sort of hearing loss or if that virtual assistant speaks really quickly because they're nervous. So we always encourage our virtual assistants to slow down, not talk like I do, which is a mile a minute, but to slow down and always just ask. The other thing on the other side of the conversation, if you're explaining something to your VA, you can always ask, did that make sense? Or do you need more information? So I don't think it takes long to build great communication relationship between you and your team members. But yeah, I think in some cases, it may feel harder for other people. You know, maybe they've had a bad experience. There's nothing worse than having someone answer the phone, customer service, and you can't understand them. You know, they're talking too quickly or the accent's too heavy. And as human beings, we feel bad. We generally get mad and yell at the company. Why do you have people overseas? And we feel bad because we don't understand that person. So I don't think it's as hard as it used to be. And I think it's just a matter of having open and honest communication with each other.
And knowing some of the cultural differences.
Yeah, cultural differences is the bigger.
What's accepted over there and here. So what would you say to someone who said, why should I hire overseas? I'm taking jobs away from VAs in the US.
Yeah. So first of all, a lot of our clients, where they are in their businesses, they simply can't afford to hire in the stateside. And I'll use a bookkeeper as a great example. Most of our clients, let's say they need 5 hours of bookkeeping. It's $6 an hour. That's 30 bucks a month. They can afford that. If they needed 5 hours of bookkeeping at $50, $75, or $100 an hour, they can't always afford that. So sometimes it's just necessity based on where you are with revenue. The other thing is that we've had clients who've been able to outsource, and there's a great client. She is a professional organizer, and she was fantastic at marketing. But what would happen is she would market her business, she'd get a client or two, and then she's so busy in their homes and their garages, and she's doing all the work that she stops marketing. And then when those projects are done, she's back to gearing up again and gearing up again. So once she came on and she had someone consistently marketing for her, what happened was she was then able to hire other professional organizers to help her. So she was able to expand her business outside of her local area and continue to hire professional organizers because she had so much business coming in. So sometimes you don't have to think about it as either or. The other thing is, I always like to think about it from a total economy type of thing. If your business is growing because you have a team overseas and you go from making $50,000 in revenue to $150,000 in revenue, a couple of things are happening. One, your business is spending more money and you're earning more money. So you're spending more money as a person. And usually you're spending that money. You're going out to dinner. You're spending money on your kids' programs and putting them in summer camps. So generally you're spending the money in part of your local economy. So I don't really think of it as just, oh, it's bad to outsource. You're taking something away. Because so often, if your business grows and you flourish, then you can hire people stateside. You're spending more money in your community. And I think that's a win.
That certainly is. So I have two more questions for you. One is, if someone were interested in getting a affordable bookkeeping virtual assistant, a marketing virtual assistant, or having some great software where they have affordable support, what is the best way for them to reach out to you?
Sure. Just go to sixfigurebusinesscoaching.com. That's sixfigurebusinesscoaching.com. At the top of our new website, you will see a link to each of our programs. So it tells you exactly how each of the programs work and what you get. And there's also a link on that website to book a coffee chat with me if you have questions beyond the information that we provide. But we're here to help you guys. And I'm always open to having conversations with people. And we do a lot of collaborations. So if you have the same audience that we do, and you'd like to collaborate, definitely book a coffee chat with me.
I love that. So last question for you, as for all my guests, is if you could give the world one tip to make it a better place, what would that be?
Yeah, outsource. This is the other side of outsourcing. In most of the cases with a business, you think of win-win. The business needs to win because they're bringing in revenue. The client wins because the business is providing a great service or product. So it's a win-win. I feel like with what we do, it has to be win. And what I mean by that is, there are these amazing, wonderful people halfway around the world who get to work for our amazing clients, and it truly changes their lives. We have one of our VAs, I can cry over this, talk about how they were able to buy an air conditioning unit for their parents' room and for their own bedroom. Or we have one of the VAs tell us they finally were able to afford a generator because their power goes out sometimes with these storms. When we see our clients' lives getting better, their business is growing, that's awesome. That's what we want. But when we also hear from the virtual assistants, the things that they're doing and how their lives are improving because they're working for our amazing clients, that is huge. And I think that's another piece of the puzzle. Not only are you taking things off of your plate as a business owner, you're providing stable employment for someone halfway around the world. And you have no idea how much that can change their lives.
Oh, you're going to get me all emotional. Kirsten, thank you so much for joining me and for explaining so articulately about outsourcing and teaching us all about what's out there, what's available to help small businesses support themselves and also support people around the world. Thank you for joining me today on this episode.
Thank you, Ms. Teeny.
Thanks for joining us today on Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights. We hope you're leaving this episode with inspiration to take your coaching business and your life to the next level. If you found value in this episode, we would love it if you would subscribe and share it with someone else who you think might benefit from hearing it. Thanks, and we'll see you in the next episode.